This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back in. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. A couple of questions we've been wrestling with today. First of all, coming off the Tyrese Halliburton's dad getting into a Giannis, a time that your parent overstepped their boundaries. We're also talking about Atlanta Falcons rookies. Which of those guys, which of the newcomers do you expect to be a starter here in year one? I think it's a more difficult question other than Jalen Walker. And Jalen Walker, look, I think situationally he'll be used, but I think whether or not they're starters is just depends on what down you're playing, right? And so that'll be the question we have going in. Also, we talked earlier about whether or not 100 Atlanta Falcons or 100 men in general could fight off a gorilla. And I have to believe that they would, to be honest, but it's just, Allie, I don't know.
Well, on Twitter, we have our first person saying that the gorilla would win over 100 men. Joe Mama said the gorilla
would win.
He also said his mom has been overstepping his whole life.
Yes.
And that Pierce is likely to start.
James Pierce. And that's kind of what I said, yeah.
I agree with him. The average person, under 100 average men, a gorilla is going to win. 100 professional athletes, like football players or UFC fighters, maybe NBA players. I don't know. Baseball players, I don't think so. I don't think 100 baseball athletes sometimes look a lot more like an average person than an NBA or
the
NFL
Bartolo
player.
Colognes of the world.
Yeah. I mean,
I just think it's the sheer mechanics of it. Like, what can you really do with 100 people on one gorilla? Like, you couldn't even get 100 people to touch a gorilla at the same time.
Well,
you know what I mean? Pause, but yeah.
I think for this, someone with size and strength and power and speed and the agility and everything, the gorilla's going to wear out, like, in the 70s probably.
Yeah, I agree.
But now,
he's going to get through 50 of them.
Yeah, but the average person that doesn't have those traits, it'll be a lot easier for the gorilla's stamina will be a lot higher. Of course, I think the question – see, what the question we should be asking is 100 Abe Gordons versus one gorilla.
Yeah, and I would
guarantee that. Because Abe would tell you that there's a YouTube video. He's already figured out how to beat gorillas.
Abe's going to tell you that all 100 are going to run away and that it's going to be up to the gorilla to chase him down. And he's like, by the time he gets to number 50, he's going to be exhausted.
But that's the thing.
That's the thing.
Like, Abe's a goalpost mover sometimes.
We need to put it in terms of like a bullfighting ring. You know what I mean? Like, you got to stay within a certain amount of boundaries.
Isolated.
Anyways, let's go. Let's go out to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's talk to our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, good morning, man. Hope you're having a good one.
Hey, man, good morning. Y'all off the chain. First of all, Allie, I'm sorry. I talked yesterday with you guys. I didn't get to welcome you, so welcome, Allie, to the morning shift. Second of all, have y'all ever seen a gorilla go to work? Have y'all seen two gorillas fight? YouTube that. One of y'all with your iPads or with your...
I watched all that stuff.
Yeah. Man, ain't no way in the hell. I don't care if you are Mark Henry. I don't care. Hey, man, the strength of a gorilla, dude. One smack, an open hand smack, pimp slap from a gorilla, dude, will knock you into probably the next however many decades. I don't know, dude, but it ain't happening. Honestly, I think James Pierce has the best chance to start. I still think about, we have Arnold Ebiketie. I want to see what Braylon Trice is going to do. So I'm really just curious to see how they're going to, kind of form that rotation and how that's going to go. But out of the two of them, I think James has the best chance to start. Jalen, I think, is going to be more of a situational guy. And even when we put him in those situational moments, he's going to come through. And both of them have a chance to make an immediate impact, man. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks so much for calling in, Dan. A lot of good points right there. You want to see what happens with Braylon Trice. I love the Mark Henry reference. Like, that just, like, yes.
Oh, that big man. World's strongest man.
Dude, did you see the cut that was going viral about Mark Henry? I can't remember who was telling the story, but they walked in, and Mark Henry's all upset in the locker room, and it was because he was trying to rip a quarter in half and couldn't do it. But he had bent it. But, like, they were like, but it was actually bent. And it was like I don't even think with pliers I could bend a quarter.
I think his son had started wrestling recently. I think. I remember seeing something by the son. I remember when they called him Sexual Chocolate.
Dude, it's so good. One of the best personas that wrestling has ever seen. Mark Henry, Mr. Sexual Chocolate. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, dial on. Let's go over to our buddy Marine Tim. He's at Atlantic Country Club. There you go.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Good, man. How about you?
Oh, not bad. We talk about parents and, not necessarily overstepping bounds. As I was playing rec football, my dad had one of the biggest, most booming voices there ever was. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, "Get in there, Tim!" and everybody I ever played with, from the first year I played in the first grade till I got through high school, everybody knew my dad's voice.
There you go. I love that, man.
And I just want to say welcome, Miss Allie. And also I want to say Squid, from the squad leader of the Squid Squad, congratulations on Miss Pork Chop.
There you go, man.
Appreciate
the phone call
today. That's
the
founder of Pork Chop, Stan, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, hit him straight out there at Atlanta Country Club, Tim. Hit him straight, man. That's where I wish I was coming up here in about 30 minutes. You know what I mean? Nonetheless, I think it's awesome. Yeah, and I love the shout-outs to Miss Allie and Allie's Army going, you know, with the we got a request earlier, Dylan, to play a bugle for Allie's Army anytime somebody calls him Allie's Army. I think that's phenomenal.
We'll get that hooked up. That is absolutely phenomenal.
Amazing. Yeah,
phenomenal. We just need the one caller now to go like Allie's Army or something like that.
I love it, man. Let's go back out to the phone lines real quick. Let's head out to our buddy Uber Steve over in Atlanta. Uber Steve, what's going on? Good morning.
Oh, man. Good morning. Good morning, man. Big up Allie. Allie's Army.
Oh,
there,
dude. I knew it.
I knew it. Amazing.
He didn't even have it ready. Love
all
it.
Right, but check it out, man. Let's just keep it real. Wake up, man. Ain't no way in the world 1,000 men beating one full grown silverback gorilla, man. What are y'all talking about here, man? Listen, the gorilla's defense mechanism is his body. Like, what? Even if you get the gorilla tied, you still can't hurt the gorilla.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's like, so true.
Come on, man. Don't do this to yourself, man. Just give up. As far as the starter, as far as who's gonna start, I mean, yeah, I like the James Pierce. I'm gonna go with everybody else on that, and. Yeah, my mom never really overstepped her boundaries with me, man. I was a bad guy. She always should have did something.
Appreciate the phone call, brother. Appreciate the phone call.
I'm thoroughly confused with the James Pierce over Jalen Walker. And it's not anything other than the fact that Jalen Walker has so many ways you can use him.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But to me, that's why he is the starter. Because I can have him out there in any down. To me, James Pierce is much more of a situational player, and he's got to come in and kind of beat out two guys who have established themselves. I mean, Leonard Floyd is an 8.5 sack guy. You know, he had what, 3 or 4, maybe 5, yeah. I think 4 seasons of 10-plus. And Arnold Ebiketie is a guy that's gotten better and played in every, you know, played in and become a somewhat of a, you know, a 2-to-3-down guy himself. But Jalen Walker, to me, I mean, he could play. We don't know what Troy Anderson or J.G. Bertrand or Devon Diablo are going to do, and he could be inside, he could be outside, he could be everywhere. So that confuses me a little bit, but I'm glad we're having that. I'm glad it's even a discussion.
Yeah, I'm the same way, man. And it seems like we have options in a lot of these spots for the first time in a while. And a lot of I think that my hesitance as far as Jalen goes, is just simply, I think Troy Anderson, if he's healthy, is a good player. We saw it a couple of times last year, NFC Defensive Player of the Week. And then Caden Ellis obviously is one of the captains of the defense. You're not going to supplant him there in week one. I think James Pierce just situationally. You bring him in on third down, and it's like, all right, it's go time. So we'll see what happens. Let's get one more phone call. Let's head out to a member of the nation, unfortunately. That's our buddy Tinker out in Kennesaw. Tinker, good morning, man. Hope you're having a good ride out there in the truck.
What's
up, Tink?
We're about to go spend all day in the attic, so we're about to have a whole lot of fun.
Hope you hydrated, man.
Oh, we will. And welcome, Allie.
Thank you so much.
Well, I guess we get started. My parents never did overstep boundaries. My dad, he coached ball for us and everything, me and my sister. He just knew how to talk to kids and relate to them.
Attaboy.
You know, talk to them, not down at them. And as far as that gorilla, 100 men, oh, yeah, whoop them all day. My old lady doesn't stand a chance. And it's not a physical thing. She would just nag him to death.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Tink. Oh, man, I hope she's not a listener.
By the way,
hope that couch
hey, Allie.
Is comfy.
Yes, sir.
Ding.
It's good day for Squid Nation and Allie's Army. A tough day for the Mafia.
Yeah, sometimes they, like
they're
that.
Dwindling. Either there's some people leaving the Mafia to go to the Army, or.
Can't
gosh.
Be that long. Gotta cut that down.
That reminds me of Salute Your Shorts.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This is amazing.
You know what's funny is we brought back Top 5 yesterday, and I know we got to get a break in a sec. We brought back Top 5 Tuesday. I have a Top 5 idea that I was going to bring up of best childhood shows,
mm-hmm.
and it was like Salute Your Shorts and Rugrats and Doug and like all the Nickelodeon
Hey,
goats.
Dude.
Yeah, hey, dude. Like,
hopefully your list is better than the Outcast list.
Well, look, man.
Because you
could
say
be called
something.
Where's your list at?
You botched that. That was a botch of all botches.
You need to look up the man in the battle versus the man on the hill. You know what I mean? I'm down here in the trenches. Anyway.
Well,
maybe I should feel that way about
last very long in those trenches.
Maybe I should feel that way
about
talking
about
the Colorado Rockies, because I called them the Bad News Bears just a minute ago.